Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's July 1st, 2011. As Americans' life expectancies increase, so do their odds for outliving their assets. In 2009, 3.4 million people older than 64 had incomes below the poverty level. A group led by Charlie Jezik, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed the issues surrounding retirement income, as well as some potential policy options for addressing them. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Charlie to learn more.
To what extent is ensuring income throughout retirement a challenge for American retirees today?
Well, it's a very serious challenge. First, with the shift from traditional pension plans to defined contribution plans, there's greater risk and responsibility placed on the individual worker. In the past, the main focus has been on saving. How do workers save more? How can you have enough for retirement? How do you invest it responsibly and so on? This report highlights another very serious challenge of once you've saved, once you've reached retirement, how do you spend that money down? How do you make that money last for retirement?
Your team talked to financial experts, and you asked for their recommended strategies based on five sample households of differing wealth levels. Can you talk a little bit about what they said?
Well, the response varied by income, family circumstance, and health. But overall, there were three things that came through. The first is that people should work as long as they can in order to maximize their Social Security benefit. It's really the cheapest annuity benefit that you can obtain. Second of all was that they really should take some of their savings and annuitize it so that they augment the income stream on a monthly basis throughout their years of retirement. And the third thing is to take the remaining savings and spend it down in a strategic, systematic way so you don't outlive that money.
You also looked at how people actually handle retirement income issues. How closely did you find that that matches up with what the experts are recommending?
Well, it didn't match up very well, frankly. People did seem to spend their assets down in a strategic, systematic way, at least the evidence that we were able to look at. However, a large number, almost half of all claimants, tended to take the Social Security benefits as soon as they were eligible. And then also, very few retirees annuitize any portion of their income. So in some sense, you could say it was one out of three.
What are some of the policy options that are available to Congress and others looking to help address these issues?
Well, the first thing I think the Congress and the administration, and there have been proposals along this line, are ways to encourage people to annuitize more. Very few retirees annuitize any portion of their income, and there really is a need to, at least listening to the financial advisors, to expand the amount of annuitization that takes place. The second thing is really to continue to build, to expand upon the financial literacy of American workers and retirees. There are a lot of key decisions that people have to make, both pre- and post-retirement, and people really need to be able to understand those decisions and make intelligent choices. And the third thing really is to ultimately, we didn't get too much into this in this report, but to really to continue to expand pension coverage, to get more people to save, to participate in their 401k plans during their working lives.
And for taxpayers of any age who are thinking about how to prepare for retirement, what's the bottom line of this report?
Well, I think there's three things. First, you have to have a plan, not only how you're going to save, how you're going to invest your money during your working years, but then what are you going to do with it post-retirement? The second thing is really to work as long as you can. Particularly these days, you're going to need that extra income. And the third thing is to save, save, save. So you have a pot of money that you can make these decisions with in retirement.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.